Welcome to today's market report. Data showed China's economic recovery continued in July, although not as robustly as many had hoped from the globe's second largest economy and one of the most important growth drivers. Industrial output rose 4.8% in July from a year earlier, below the median estimate of 5.2%, while retail sales were still in negative territory after the year-on-year decline slowed to 1.1%. The Eurozone preliminary GDP numbers for the second quarter are due late in today's session, and market consensus suggests a drop of 12% compared with the first quarter and 15% compared with the same quarter last year. As of interest will be the further course of negotiations between the Trump administration and the Democrats in Congress over the size and makeup of the next coronavirus relief package. The Senate formally went into recess on Thursday but could return for a vote on any deal, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said. GBP/USD stays depressed around 130.55, down 0.08% on the day, while heading into the London Open today. The pair benefited from the UK's trade positive headlines and a broad US dollar weakness the previous day. A lack of major directives and the coronavirus concerns challenged the pair buyers, even if UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled details of easing lockdown restrictions. In addition to UK's Brexit negotiator David Foster's comments suggesting a Brexit deal in September, Boris Johnson's signal to the bloc for a zero tariff quota deal also boosted the GBP/USD the previous day. Further, the Tory leader also tried to quell fears of Brexit while visiting Northern Ireland, which in turn helped keep upbeat trading sentiment. The EU and the UK negotiators will resume another round of Brexit talk from 18th of August. Johnson's office rolled out guidelines to ease the virus-led lockdown restrictions. The move ignores warnings from the British scientists suggesting that the nation is nowhere near level of coronavirus immunity needed to prevent a second wave. It should be noted that the British announcement to put France on the no-go list gains heavy criticism from the bloc member. On the other hand, US pandemic numbers have recently been doubted amid a receding tests. Markets risk sentiment has recently been sluggish as the US and China flash mixed signals ahead of this weekend's phase one talks. While US President Trump turns down having any friendly attitude, the White House advisor Larry Kudlow tried to repay for the loss of confidence while citing China's increased buying of agricultural goods. According to the UOB Group, cable should remain within the broad 129.50 to 131.60 range. Eurodollar is trading just above the 118 level, which marks the daily low and initial support. The dollar index was down 0.1% at 93.235, set to continue a 7-week losing streak. Dollar yen was down 0.1% at 106.84. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.